In the gospel, we heard about our Lord appearing to his disciples on the evening of Easter Sunday. But they're not exactly celebrating, far from it. The doors are locked because they're gripped with fear. And suddenly, our Lord comes in their midst of them, and he brings the gentle calm that they very much needed. He says, "Peace be with you." He says it twice, "Peace be with you." Same is true for us. In the midst of our fears, our confusion, in the midst of our pain, our Lord draws near. He comes to us and says, "Peace be with you. I am with you." And then he does something that may be a little hard to understand. He shows his disciples his hands and his side. He shows them his sacred wounds. It's interesting that our Lord, who's just overcome death, rises still with his wounds, his sacred wounds. And we see this depicted in art. Many times our Lord still has his wounds on his hands and his feet and in his side. Perhaps some of you have the tradition of watching the Passion of the Christ during Holy Week or leading up to Good Friday. In that resurrection scene, Jim Caviezel, who plays Jesus, the stone is rolling away and the light comes into the tomb and he rises. His skin has been restored. It's smooth. But then as you see his hand, the nail mark is still on his hand as he departs from the tomb. If the resurrection is the ultimate victory of life over death, why wouldn't our Lord rise with a perfected body without any blemishes? Couldn't Almighty God have erased the trauma of Good Friday? Well, instead he does something different. He rises with his wounds. He chooses to keep those wounds. St. Thomas Aquinas, the great doctor of the church, gives us several reasons why our Lord keeps his wounds after his resurrection. First of all, to convince the apostles, the disciples who were with him, that it was indeed him, that it was a truly bodily resurrection. It wasn't just some, ghostly apparition or something. The wounds prove that it was the same body that hung on the cross. Secondly, that Christ's role as our mediator didn't end on Calvary. As the book of Hebrews tells us, he always lives to make intercession for us. As our mediator, Christ appears before the Father in heaven and presents his wounds as a perpetual plea for humanity. If you did the Divine Mercy Novena this week on day 8, on Saturday, yesterday, we prayed for the holy souls in purgatory. And in that little petition part before the prayers begin, it said, "Father, look upon the souls in purgatory in no other way but through the wounds of your Son, Jesus." So as our Lord appears before the Father perpetually with his wounds interceding for us, the Father sees us through the wounds of Christ as well. Another reason Thomas Aquinas says that he has the wounds still on his body, because they are a visible reminder for us, that we would see the price paid for our salvation as we look upon a crucifix, and our hearts would be stirred to greater devotion and to gratitude. And he had other reasons too why our Lord chose to do this. But the one I want to focus on, Thomas Aquinas says that in his risen and glorified state, these wounds, which were once signs of suffering, become marks of glory. The wounds on the body of Christ become glorified. They've been transformed into something new, not erased. We can't erase the past, but they have been transformed into something beautiful. They no longer cause pain. Instead, they radiate triumph. And the five sacred wounds of our Lord are a particular focus in our liturgy and in our devotional life. There's a five wounds rosary and a five wounds litany. Or you can think back to last Saturday. I don't know who is here for the Easter Vigil, but you know how it works. We light a fire and bless the fire outside the church, and we light this Easter candle, which is a symbol of Christ, off that Easter fire. And then we pierce it with five nails. We pierce the candle, which is a symbol of Christ, with five nails, which represent his five sacred wounds. And perhaps you're familiar with the Anima Christi prayer. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Well, one of the petitions is, within thy wounds, hide me. Within thy wounds, Lord, hide me. What are we asking for with that petition? It's something very deep and something to meditate upon for sure. You've probably never heard of the saints, Saint Eliezer and Blessed Delphina. They're a married couple. And in the book called Introduction to Devout Life by Saint Francis de Sales, he tells a story about Eliezer and his wife Delphina. He says that Eliezer, when he was away on business perhaps, or maybe a military campaign, him and his wife were writing letters back and forth. And in response to her question about how he's doing, his well-being, he says, "I am very well, my dear wife. But if you wish to seek me in the wound of the side of our blessed Lord, for it is there that I dwell, and there you will find me. Elsewhere, you seek for me in vain." That's very interesting. For all of us, the wounds of Christ are a place of a safe haven for us, a place for us to retreat to in our meditation, in our prayer, in our solitude. We can retreat to his wounds and be with the Lord. And he's telling his wife that if you are there too, meditating on the wounds of Christ, we are really close to one another, perhaps even closer than when we're physically together. So I've been talking about the wounds of Christ, leading up to us, each of us reflecting on the wounds that we have, that we bear. We are the mystical body of Christ. So our wounds are also his wounds. We've all been wounded. We suffer from original sin and from a fallen human nature. So we all carry wounds within us. Sometimes those wounds have been self-inflicted by bad choices I've made earlier in my life. Or perhaps they've been inflicted upon us by others, cuts by a spouse or a parent or a trusted friend, or maybe even a member of the church. Because we live in this fallen world, sometimes we and others, we misuse the gift of freedom, and then we hurt one another, or we hurt ourselves. And the world tells us to hide your wounds, or to be ashamed of those wounds, or to get over them. But our Lord shows us a different strategy. He doesn't sweep his wounds under the rug. He doesn't make them disappear. He transforms his sacred wounds. He glorifies them. And the same can be true for us. God can take our wounds and draw something beautiful out of them. Just as we are invited to spiritually repose in the wounds of our Lord, his sacred wounds, so too does our Lord want to draw close to us and enter into our pain and enter into our wounds and into our story, where we need a Savior most with his divine mercy and to bring healing, deep soul healing that only the Savior can provide. And so if you're carrying wounds today that feel like they'll never heal, maybe they've caused discouragement in your life, or a grief that just won't lift, or a shame that won't let go, or a betrayal that has hardened your heart, our Lord is with you. He stands in your midst. He is inviting you to healing and to transformation. And that's why I came to visit today. Like Father said, I work for Catholic Charities. I'm not here to ask for anything. It's not the annual appeal time. I'm here to offer something to each and every one of you. We have healing resources that will support you and accompany you on this journey of healing, like personal counseling, professional counseling by Catholic counselors who share your faith, who understand your faith. And we have these appointments available for you right out back at the Ministry of Compassion, scheduling appointments on the days we're closed to the public, on Mondays and Fridays. We also offer healing programs like Grief to Grace and Rachel's Vineyard and Healing the Whole Person. Grief to Grace is a 5-day retreat, only a week away. So perhaps it's providential that I came to offer this retreat to you. Grief to Grace. It's for anybody who is healing from any kind of trauma or abuse. Maybe these are wounds you've been carrying your whole life long from childhood. The Lord invites you for healing. He wants to enter into your story and to bring his divine healing. It's a thoroughly Catholic retreat. We have counselors on a retreat, a priest on a retreat, all the sacraments. It's a beautiful experience. I always see miracles of healing on these retreats. And then another retreat we have is called Healing the Whole Person. And that's being offered right here at St. Anne's at the end of the month. Catholic Charities is partnering with Communio to bring Healing the Whole Person to this community. And this retreat is for everybody, for all adults, because again, we all carry wounds. We all in need of healing. We have tables out back in the vestibule. We have volunteers who will be at the tables to talk more about these retreats and to sign you up, answer questions. Mickey, our faithful leader in these ministries, she'll be here at the end of Mass to give a little testimony about these. Again, our Lord invites you to let him in to bring healing and transformation into your life. And even if you yourself aren't in need of counseling or these healing retreats, you probably know somebody who does. Somebody who has left the church because of wounds or pain they're suffering through. And so that's part of the mission of the church. And we all take part in that mission, is to tell others. That's evangelization through healing. So stop by the table and pick up a flyer or a brochure for somebody you know who could benefit from these healing programs. Thank you for your time, and may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.